sing it all the way around. Well, Jackson, how are you doing this morning? Pretty good. How you like the new baby? You like him? What's his name? You know what his name is? Conley, there you go. I knew that that was it right there. That's a blessing all the way around. And so anyhow, it looks to me like you're getting along well with him. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We're going to be looking here this morning. Good singing all the way around. 2 Timothy in chapter number 3, if you find the place and you're able to stand. We're going to be standing there for a moment reading a verse or two. But notice, if you will, please, verse number 5, we'll take up reading there. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, and from such turn away. In other words, what God is saying there in that passage there, there's going to be people that have got a form of godliness that isn't a real thing, that has no power, it's powerless, and said, get away from that. For of this sort are they which are creeping into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these always resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. If you ever find anybody that tries to argue with what God had to say, they've got a reprobate mind. And it may not be past the point of no return yet, but it'll get there. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, which what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. And they all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, we ask your blessing upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We thank you for the good songs of Zion that we've enjoyed together. We pray your blessings now upon this crowd. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while on a subject title this morning, entitled, The Bible Reveals the Mind of God. Now, you know, whenever we get up here and get ready to preach time after time, and let me say to you that out of all the years I've been preaching the blessed word of the Lord, I've not yet touched the hem of his garment. I got to say to you that, if you will, that if you want to know the mind of God, it'll come from the Bible. And let me say to you that whenever you begin to look into it, is that the reason why that we're preaching the gospel is that God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. In other words, what I'm here for, I'm trying to keep you out of hell if you're lost without God. You're born lost without God. And I'm hoping the gospel will lodge into your heart, awaken you to your need for Christ, and that you might trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He's the only way, the only truth, the only life. He's the only way you can miss hell and make heaven. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that the Bible says, and don't turn there, but over in Matthew, where is it, chapter 4, about verse 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So my job is to cover as much in a lifetime of the blessed word of the Lord with you, that I might be able to show you yourself like God sees you, and that I might see myself like God sees me. Now, do you realize that, oh, there's going to be somebody, there's going to be someone out there that does not want to hear all the Bible. There are some of the Bible that man just doesn't want to hear. Over there in Louisiana one time, you know, there was a man and his wife, and they showed up there, and buddy, I'm telling you, we were preaching like a house of fire, and man, they shook my hand and grabbed hold of me and thanked God for the bit. I hadn't heard anything like that since I was a little boy, a little girl, the man and the woman said. I said, my word, we've been praying. You are a prayer sent from heaven. But then when they heard something they didn't like the next sermon or two, I was an abomination sent from hell. See the difference? Isn't it amazing that when it get? Do you know that the Bible said, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them? That means nothing from the word of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, I've had some preaching that absolutely stabbed me right in the heart and thanked God for it since the day I got saved. You know why? I'll tell you why. Is that God's word reveals God's mind, and I'd like to know what the mind of God is. And you know, every now and again, whenever I first got saved, I mean, I just started out. I knew I was lost, knew I was without hope. I knew that Jesus Christ had paid, was the way, the truth, and the life, and that nobody could come to the Father except by him. And I remember the drawing Spirit of God upon my heart and my life, the enlightenment that he gave me, the repentance and faith that he granted me. And I was able to repent toward God and by faith trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say to you that, if you will, ever since the day that I've heard that, and ever since the day that I turned unto him, you're not going to preach me off the bench. Whatever's in that Bible, friend, I'd like to know about him. I'm not talking about like Mark Wahlberg, you know, and all that food donkey junk they've got on television, and him saying, well, let's pray, and he's praying with a long-haired, hippie-looking guy. And then he's talking to another guy, Father. You know, the Bible said, call no man Father upon the face of this earth. That is, in the matter of control and the matter of being able to be a religious leader, no man's to be called Father. And yet, that's what they do. I'm going to guess, and I'm not a betting man, but I would take a bet on that. I'm just going to guess that Mark Wahlberg and some of that religious crowd, they couldn't go through a couple of three sermons without getting mad. You know why? It's because they don't have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. They're not looking for the mind of God. They're looking for whatever they conjured up in their mind and hoping that it's acceptable unto God. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out there's just going to be some Bible that men do not want to hear because it offends them. You know, in this lesson that you're looking at, there's a passage, don't lose your text there, but over there in the book of St. John, it's an old familiar passage that we use many times again and again, and the reason being is so very important that you grab hold of it. It's in John, St. John, chapter 8, verse number 47. Now, there were people in that day that were arguing with the Lord Jesus Christ, accusing him, religious people accused him of being born of fornication. Well, you know, there was a woman pregnant by the name of Mary who was a virgin, and of course they didn't believe that. They didn't have anything to do with that, and they just believed that she was out of wedlock somehow or another, and that she, so therefore he was born of a fornicator and fornication. But here's what Jesus finally summed it up, John chapter 8, verse number 47. Every time somebody gets mad at the preaching of the word, and I have not seen the last one yet, but every time somebody does, here's what it reminds me, chapter number 8, St. John, verse 47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. I'm going to tell you, if you go to blowing up at the preaching of the word of the Lord because it got on you, then you don't have the word of the Lord in you. If you had the word in you, you wouldn't get mad when it got on you. See? You know what it does, don't you? It makes you try to do better. All these boys and girls that are out here, you know, your mom and daddy ever try to tell you, no, you can't do that, and you can't do that, and you can't go here, and you can't go there, and you can't be that, and you can't be that. And you're thinking they're just trying to be mean and ugly. They're not. They're trying to safeguard your life from getting messed up, from getting to the place to where that you absolutely are like a termite in a yo-yo and don't know when you're up or down or spinning or what you're doing. I got to say to you that, if you will, it's not to run you down. It's to show that the same thing that the Bible does is that when the word of God was given, the first thing we're going to talk about, God give us the word that we might be corrected. in the day we live in, there's not many people want to be corrected. You know, there's every now and again, you'll try to find, you'll run upon somebody, and they've got loophole religion. Isn't it amazing that the word of the Lord applies to everybody but them? And you better be careful about that. Because it won't be long, that'll sound pretty good to you. And it won't be long, and if you're a real child of God, here's what ends up happening. God will dust your britches for you. You'll be chastened and scourged of the Lord. And I got to say to you that if you be without chastisement, the Bible said, then are you bastards and you're not sons. If you mess around, and you can mess around with God, known God, and I'll tell you, sometimes people in the world that are in the church, I've seen people, buddy, that were looked like big shots in the church. Looked like they were leaders in the church. But they got so much preaching on them, they didn't have it really in them. And they go looking for a reason to be able to leave. And by the way, let me say to you that, if you will, is that it's good to be able to know the difference between loophole religion and the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a vast difference. In the lesson that we're looking at here, you're going to find out God wants to give you correction. You know, ever since today you got saved, I got saved, we every now and again run across a place there and we think, I'm going to have to straighten up a little on this end of it. I got a little something wrong or two here. I'm going to need to get that straightened up with God right now and see if I can't do better in days to come. See, that's what it's for. It's for correction. I remember when I was but a lad, my mama, of course, sometimes my daddy, but my mama, she whipped me nearly every day. Some of it I was framed. Well, I mean, you know, I had an older sister, and there I am, the baby of the family. And I'd done some things and pulled some shenanigans that I can't talk about here because of the fact that it was dangerous for kids to be doing that, you know, and I can't help it if my older sister was stupid. I mean, I loved them, but and I got to say to you that, if you will, please, is that make no mistake about it, Mama done all of that trying to give me correction. And as a result of that, you know, I learned not to do that anymore. Every now and again, she had to go ahead and tell my daddy, his name was Sonley, so she called him that. And she'd say, Sonley, you have to get a hold of him. I thought, that's not good news. And boy, let me tell you right now, Daddy whipped a whole lot harder than Mama did. But you know, after I got grown and all that business there and begin to have children of our own, I realized, no, it wasn't calling me this or that to be able to run me down. It's so I wouldn't act that way no more. See? You know what happens is that whenever one of your mamas and daddies says calls you, you know, that you're just stupid. Somebody's wanting to jump on you about. We're not telling them they're stupid because that we believe they're stupid, but they've done some stupid stuff that we just want them to say, hey, you don't want to be growing up doing that. It's stupid for you to do that kind of thing. I can't tell you how many grown men have just been whipped down to nothing because their wife told them that. Listen, you better get it toughened up and suck it up, because you may not like it when Mama tells you how stupid you are, but your wife. Yeah. Hey! You want to sit and eat that after I've slaved over the stove of it and all that business there? Oh, I see. It's one of them stupid stunts you've pulled again, isn't it? I didn't mean to get on that. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. No, I was going to kill the whole thing just deader than that. Let's get on a brighter note and all that. Have you seen Jordan's Ford Bentley, buddy? It's a deal. Let me tell you, friend, I promise you right now, it's first class and right up to snuff. If some of you other boys were older, you might want to, but you know, she might look at you like, are you stupid or what? I want to say that, if you will, the Bible's given us that we not only be corrected, but that we might have instruction in the word of the Lord about ourselves, that we might be saved by the wonderful grace of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This Bible said that all scripture is given by inspiration. Did you notice that? Did you realize to know that the Bible says that in Psalms 119, about verse number 11, "And thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Do you realize and know that in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 25 that the Bible said the word of the Lord endureth forever? And let me say to you that, if you will, that it means what it says. It says what it means. And the Bible said that the word of God settled in heaven, he's not going to change his mind about it. Do you know every man, woman, boy, and girl that's ever been born is born lost without God, headed toward hell, and nothing they can do about it in and of themselves? And Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, died on the cross, bowed his head, said it's finished, gave up the ghost, was buried in a tomb, and rose again the third day, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're here this morning without everlasting life, it's your fault. You could have everlasting life. All you but need do is repent toward God by faith, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, chapter 4, verse number 5 or 15, and you ain't got to turn there, but you're going to find out that by the word of the Lord, Lord God does what he does, and it's by the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord endureth in 1 Peter 1:25 forever and ever. I'm glad to know that, because make no mistake about it, wherever you go, the word of the Lord will always be right. There's a passage in Acts chapter number 19, it's about verse number 10. And by the space of 2 years, the Bible says, Paul the apostle talking, all that were in Asia heard the word of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something, is that I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I heard the word of the Lord, that God made it real to my soul, and that God showed me myself like he saw me, that I could be saved by the grace of God and washed by the blood of the Lamb. In this Bible lesson, as we get ready to get down to the short row and close it up, over there in the book of John chapter 14, about verse number 6, the Bible said, Jesus said, there's only one way. I am the way, Jesus said, the truth and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I got to tell you, I remember the day that he came knocking on my heart's door and drawing me by his grace into the family of God. He gave me repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that the Bible says over in the book of Acts chapter 4, about verse number 12, there's only one name, one name given among men whereby we must be saved. That is the name that is above every name. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not Jesus Christ plus baptism or minus this or plus church membership. It's Jesus Christ and Christ alone, plus nothing or minus nothing that we get saved by. In this lesson here, you're going to find out is that over in the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse 9 through 11, you'll find that God's been giving him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, that every knee should bow and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of the Father. You know what? All the fighting and the bunch of rebels and demonstrations that you're seeing on TV by people that are worshiping Muhammad, Muslims. You know the reason why that they hate the Lord Jesus Christ and hate the Jews? Because the Jews are the apple of God's eye. And you'll find out they're the descendants of Isaac. But you'll find that bunch of Muslims that are worshiping Muhammad, that bunch of Muslims that are worshiping and hate the God in the Bible, they're the descendants of Ishmael. Buddy, Ishmael's like a wild man. They're not only against everybody, they're against themselves. And let me tell you, that's a ruthless crowd, always has been, always will be. Now, why is it that every time that critics arise, they've never got a chapter, book, and verse to tell you why they're upset? They don't have one. Here's one of the things that they always will do and tell you, well, I don't like your judging. But do you know the Bible said? The Bible said that he that is spiritual judgeth all things. See, if you're not judging anything or anybody, yeah, I'm just telling you what God said in the Bible. I wouldn't have known this was right or wrong or up or down or had it not been from the word of the Lord. But you know, your critics will always, and they'll come up with something, and they don't never have a Bible verse. They don't never have a chapter, never have a book, never have a verse. Now, do you know why the reason is that way? It's the blind that leading the blind, and they're both headed and going to wind up in the ditch. You know, the reason, when you begin to look into it, the reason why critics never have a Bible verse, they're looking for a public opinion. Well, I got to tell you right now, God's not going to change his word for public opinion. They're looking for a private opinion. Well, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about what the preacher said? How do you feel about what? You see what I'm talking about? God's not going to change his mind or word for that. Now, you may salve your dead conscience with excuses, but the word of the Lord is never going to change. In this lesson, the Bible said over in the book of James, chapter number 1, about verse number 20, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. See? I got to say to you that when you begin to look here in this Bible lesson, the Bible said in James 1:18, of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. And I'll tell you, not everybody, when you preach the Bible, not everyone's going to believe it. But those that do, it'll be have an everlasting effect upon their life. Let me tell you something, is that not everyone's going to believe the word of the Lord. But my question to you is, will you believe it? Have you believed it? Have you believed in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you confessed him as your Lord and Savior? Have you made it known, confessing him before men? That's the question. That's the question. I told you about all them whippings, and it's misleading because I know that I was a pretty good boy when I was growing up. Mama used to tell me, you're a good boy, Dennis, and I just believed it. Of course, it was hard to believe while that belt was flying and sliding. Sometimes they get an old long switch, you know. You ever been whipped with a long switch? Have you? Huh? Anybody? Yeah, there's a few of us. I'm going to tell you that sucker, buddy, it looks like it's shocking and cutting all at the same time. Of course, that belt and that wooden paddle don't do bad. So you talk about whenever putting a red spot on you that'll stay with you. You ever had one of them? Yeah, I know you did. I could tell by the way you was responding to it. It was just like it was, your eyes got big. It's like you could see it. Yeah, I've been there and done that. But I want to say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it, is that the Bible reveals the mind of God. And your best response to it is just believe it, embrace it, receive it. I guarantee you right now, of our book, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, one of them, one of the reasons why people died without God, without hope, went to hell is because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. What about you? Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us. There may be a man, a woman, a boy, a girl. Say, preacher, I need something real from the hand and from the heart of God. I pray you trouble them until they find peace with thee. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.